Next patient is Linda Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S. Rhodes, R-H-O, D like in Delta, E-S. First name Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage B, that has remained stable. This period, this kidney disease is related to nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, nicotine abuse in the past. The latest laboratory workup that was done on June the 5th, 2023, it shows that the serum creatinine is 1.7, the estimated GFR is 32 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. The patient is avoiding the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. She quit smoking more than 2 years ago. The sodium diet is restricted, and the patient has been recommended to continue with a plant-based diet. Number two, hyperkalemia. It remains to be 5.2 millimoles. Potassium restricted is emphasized. Potassium restriction is emphasized. Following number arterial hypertension, today this patient has a blood pressure reading in the office that is 165 over 90, and she says that before she came to the office, the blood pressure had been 122 over 80. Period. We are going to continue the same medication. Her BMI has increased to 29.8. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is controlled with the administration of statins. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on famotidine. Following number, anemia, that is most likely associated to chronic kidney disease. The more recent CBC shows that the hemoglobin is 11, hematocrit is 33.9. The iron saturation is 26%, and the total iron is 74 micrograms, that is within range. However, this patient has a significant decrease in the vitamin B12 to 211 picograms per ml. The folate is within range. We are going to recommend vitamin B12 500 micrograms PO daily. Period. We are also recommended thiamine 100 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on famotidine. Following number, osteopenia. The patient is treated with the administration of vitamin D supplementation. She has a history of coronary artery stenosis that is treated and also managed by the primary care physician. She has stents in the heart. The patient is going to be reevaluated in 6 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 16 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.